Now, does he think it's gay because it's across the Willamette? Is that why?
Oh, who knows?
Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show, broadcasting from Portland, Oregon on Johnson 970, proud part of the CBS radio family. 503-733-2970. I don't want to dwell on it today because it is many weeks away. All I'm saying is, got a better idea, friend, need to bring it on. We talk about 666. Well, because June 6th, 2006 is coming up. And so like everybody else with a microphone, I'm going to, you know, like everybody else, I think I'm the first guy to come up with the idea of doing some promotion on 666, which is a Tuesday. So clearly we'll have to collide here. Somebody had the idea. Now this is good. Somebody had the idea of having a live Dungeons and Dragons game happening somewhere and have it rolling on through the show. We'll just have it happening. We'll just check in with it as the game progresses.
And knowing you, I bet you love that idea.
We'll bring Aaron in. You arm them with whatever it is those people eat. You stick them in a room somewhere with a card table. I'm pretty sure Will, our IT guy, plays Dungeons and Dragons. Here's how I know, by the way, because I was trying to be down with my geek people the other day, and it sort of fell apart because I don't play D&D. And as I was in the you know, there's not really a problem with it. Some of my best friends are Dungeons and Dragons players. I would not want my sister to marry one, but I do believe they should have all legal rights. So I'm in the engineering room, and I'm trying to make some comment about, you know, like, somebody. I made some joke, and everybody laughed, and I said, oh, that's me, I have a +10, you know, wit power. Ha, ha, ha. It's like a Dungeons and Dragons thing. And Will corrects me with, nothing goes up to +10, the dice only go to 8. Damn! And then he, like, turns back and starts typing angrily. Because I've incorrectly talked about, like the sword-smiting abilities or whatever in Dungeons & Dragons. So I'm telling you, we bring Aaron, you stick the geeks in there, you shut the door, slide some food underneath, put a microphone, there they go. They're slaying Tiamat the dragon. Or whatever. Horns across the Willamette.
Sons of bitches.
Well, look, I do horns across America, but we're a Northwest program. How am I supposed to get some guy in Maine to do horns? You bastards. Fine, let's go to the phone. And Jim from Los Angeles joining us now. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. Hello.
Hello. Okay, let me ask you what you think of this idea. If on June 6th, 2006, the date that is 666... Do you remember Hands Across America?
Yes.
That started in California, didn't it? Isn't that where the first... Wasn't it from California to Maine or something?
Yeah.
Okay. For Fresno.
For everybody. Before somebody got mugged and everybody else ran and scattered. So I'm thinking for 6606, instead of Hands Across America, we do like a Horns Across America, where I try to get as many people as possible to throw up like the Ozzy Osbourne devil horns. See? Jim laughed. And you're the target demo, sort of. It's genius.
I think that'd be great.
All right.
So, I think you'd get a heck of a lot of people out there.
This is what I'm saying. You sons of bitches, I told you that was funny. All right.
Just because it'd be fun to do.
Well, see, you know, and it's really, I'm just about trying to pander to the target demographic. That really is my whole thing. Is this true?
That just came to me in my email. You're not going to believe this one, Jim Roop.
Maury Povich named in sexual harassment lawsuit. Imagine being sexually harassed by Maury Povich.
Maybe that's why he dyed his hair.
Did you read that thing the other day about Aaron Spelling supposedly harassing a woman?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine those liver-spotted hands roping at your swimsuit area. Seriously, it's like being groped by a mummy. You know what I mean? Just leaving dust trails all over you. All right. Well, hey, here's the thing. So this is what a radio consultant would call a relatable. So I was out there this weekend. I was actually going to find friend CD Game Exchange with their new location at 15705 Southeast McLaughlin Boulevard. And so I'm there, and we have the car, and it makes that dinging noise whenever you've got like half a gallon left, or like whenever you're about to run out, and you're going to be pushing.
Like most people in America about now.
Yeah, exactly. So I have to fill up the car, and I drive a small, fuel-efficient car, because I'm not like a guy, I'm not a huge car guy or whatever. So I don't have to drive like some SUV or some, I don't have to drive like a penis mobile. And so I have the tiny car. $34 it cost me to fill that. It was insane. And I mean, that's it. That's here. That's not in California.
Yeah, it cost me $75 to fill up the other day.
But geez, what kind of car do you drive?
It's a van.
But I mean, still, I mean, it's $75.
Yeah, what's nuts, because you know, you use the debit card in the pump, and it shuts off at $50.
Ugh. And so
that's as high as it'll go. So you got to do it again, and it gets up to 25, 15, or whatever it was, and And so $75.15 to fill up my tank. I do that about twice a week.
And I was going to ask, how long that lasts you? So like 3.5 days?
Yeah, just about. I finally told the network, I said, I'm going to have to start doing a lot of phoners.
Yeah, seriously, dude. I mean, it's like, just do what they do at the New York Times. Just don't even cover the story. Just make stuff up and pretend you were there.
Oh, that would be so much easier.
Just sit in your office and go,
half the time I know what they're going to say or do anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, what do you, you know what it's all about. So here's a dumb question, because in California...
There are no dumb questions.
Well, I'm trying to change that. Here's my thing, is that in California, you guys bear the brunt of this, because it's like in New York, you know, you need the mass transit and whatever, but it's like in California, you don't own a car, you're not going anywhere.
The mass transit here sucks. If you're not going to a specific location where that red line, green line, blue line goes, and we got every color in the friggin' rainbow, yet you can't get everywhere.
What?
At least you get to pump your own gas, though.
At least it's hot and polluted. I know I sound like a tool when I ask this, because it is obvious, I guess, but why, like, we've taken over all the countries where the gas comes from. Why does it keep getting more expensive? Why?
There's theory after theory about that. Everything from...
You're a journalist? Clear it up for me.
Well, there's so many theories, and no one gives you a straight answer. And the president over the weekend here says, well, we're keeping a watchful eye on price gouging. Oh, well, good, thanks. Well, you keep watching for it.
What is he watching? Is it like, I'm watching it go up?
No, I'm watching it go up. You know, there's so many theories about... there's this thing that started happening in Iran. They're fearing... there's a fear that Iran's going to stop selling oil, you know, for a while. You know, for whatever political reason it may be. There's also this... every year at this time, refineries shut down to change the formula. Well, geez, if you know you're going to be changing the formula every 6 months, how about a couple of months ahead of time start stocking up?
Seriously.
But see that as it may. And the whole supply and demand thing. And for some reason, every time the summer driving season comes up, every time the summer driving season ends, every time the Christmas driving season comes up, every time the Christmas driving season ends, is an excuse to raise prices.
Now, I'm not advocating violent revolution, because that would be wrong. All I'm saying is, at some point, people are going to get sick of this, and there's going to be some unpleasantness. You know what I mean? There's gonna come a point where people just say screw this, and I cannot believe that some geeky genius, Mr. Wizard, Bill Nye type, hasn't just created some car in his garage. It'll just run on like dandelions or something. You know what I mean?
Well, there are guys that have created the kind of cars, or at least engines anyway, you can put in any car that will run on methane, poop gas or garbage. You know, it's amazing that the technology's there, but we can't mass produce it, and I don't understand that either. Plus, there's plenty of oil left in the U.S., I think, that we can extract from the earth. I don't think we're at the point, well, at least the next 100 years anyway, and I don't care after 100 years goes by.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, you know, let's use it so we can do what we have to do easily. I don't know what the excuse is, really, because profits for oil companies are at astronomical heights right now. Record profits are being earned by these oil companies.
Did you see that guy from Exxon? Is that where he's
from? It was Exxon.
Yeah, the guy that looks like the walrus.
ExxonMobil, yeah.
Dude, $400 million payout, and he's got a waddle the size of Cleveland. I mean, it's like a second head. You know what he looks like? He looks like a pelican that just put down 4 or 5 sea bass and is secreting them away for the winter. You know what I mean? Like, part of his face, he's like Mr. Creosote from Monty Python. You know, I'll have the lot.
Right. That sea bass is the $400,000 retirement.
Seriously. I mean, it really is like he's hiding a small child inside his chin. It's insane. And you know what? There's some woman out there that bangs that guy. There's some hot blonde out there who's 19 who has sex with that man.
Well, you know, rich fat cats get the chicks, man.
I swear to God, heads on a pike someday. Not that I'm saying that's right. I'm just saying...
It's very frustrating.
Yes.
If you're, especially here in Southern California, or in California in general, you have no choice.
Right.
You have to drive your car. The only thing you can do is eliminate your recreation time. You know, you're not going to do any driving vacations. You're not going to do any weekend... let's go to the farmer's market, then we'll go to the movies, then we'll go here. No, there's a lot of crap to do around your house. You might as well get it done.
All right. Hey, by the way, we're taking a poll. Not really a poll as much, but we're talking about the foods that are completely terrible for you that you can't resist. And because I went to this, I had some unpleasant this weekend where I went to the 7-Eleven, and I ate a thing, and it turns out that it has 1,600% of my daily sodium needs.
That one, the Slim Jim, you powered down?
No, it's this thing called a Twista, and it's like a pepperoni pizza crossed with a hot dog crossed with a burrito.
Oh.
And then they deep fry it.
Yeah.
So, well, all right. Anyway, so if you think on something, you let us know. We're trying to create the most caloric sandwich ever.
Oh, very nice.
All right, so just be thinking on it.
Okay, absolutely.
All right, CNN radio correspondent Jim Rube. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Oh, speaking of things people don't want to drive to anymore, I noticed that big Hollywood Video on Burnside closed down.
Which one? Oh,
the big
by Fred Meyer?
One. Yeah.
But they're all going away, aren't they?
I guess so. I guess people aren't renting videos anymore from these people.
No, I'm on the Netflix thing.
I guess most people are these days.
All right, let's see. What have we got here? Let's see. Email about Satan. Rick. This is from Todd the Corpse, or Churchy LaFemme, as we call him. Rick. Re any plans you have for a Satanotastic 666. Please don't make it any harder to explain my allegiance to your show to the rest of my church friends. How about this idea? You can do a show remote at my church and we can hurl holy water at Clyde and listen to the screaming and the burning of Legion. Your friend Todd.
Yeah, that'll be allowed.
Yeah. Rick. My sister-in-law is having her baby via cesarean on 666. Good times. We should find a baby that's born on 666 and we should do something horrible with it. That's a fantastic idea.
What?
I don't know. I'll have to think on it. You just be thinking about that. Look, we had a guy bring us a placenta.
Yeah, yeah. That's just a body part.
It's just,
it wasn't a living
it's
thing.
Just one step away from bringing
maybe
us a baby.
Maybe we can get the baby's
placenta. Yeah, people can be bribed.
Bring them to it. Bring me your children.
Bring the placenta of the 666 baby.
Bring your babies to the Rick Emerson Show.
God, you're weird.
That was like a little Jim Jones thing. Yeah, that was, mothers, bring your baby to the compound. If your children cannot drink the Kool-Aid, give it to them yourselves. Kristen says, Rick, where are the pictures from the listener party? I need a good one for my MySpace page.
Yeah, I've only seen a couple of them, and you, it's like, hemmed and hawed that you were going to put them all up over the weekend.
Well, she says, I'm tired of the lewd comments being made about what people want to do to my current picture, which just happens to be a cello. Okay. Well, here's the thing. We had the listener party last Thursday, and people have sent me a couple, and I got one disc. This guy, Jason, gave me one disc of photos, which I passed on to our good friend Joni, and she's sort of sorting through them. But here's what I need from you, and I forgot to put up a post about this on the site, but I'll do it. If you have photos from listener party 9, you got to send them to me, and then we'll sort them, size them, crop them, whatever. Rack them, stack them, and we'll send them. We'll put them on the webpage. So send those to rick@rickemerson.com. If you have photos from listener party 9, we need them because we had a couple staff photographers there, but I don't know where they. We had our street team girls. But I don't know where the hell they went. They vanished somewhere. And those are all just photos of me anyway. It's all photos of me making my Paul Stanley face. And it's like only you see that 500-600 times. You've seen it all. So
no, they took pictures of everyone out there.
Well, I know there's a couple. I have this great photo though. I have this photo of two of our CBS employees groping each other. Well, that's not really accurate. It's one of our CBS employees being groped by another CBS employee.
Paul Lama.
No.
Paul Lama wasn't doing the groping?
No. Well, he might have been. I don't have a photo of it yet.
From the comfort of his own booth.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I think I might have been a victim of that as well.
No surprise. There was one one of the female employees here at CBS was mauling another female employee. Of CBS. I'm just reporting this. These are journalistic.
Observation.
No, I mean, a very clinical, objective report.
Factual.
About what happened in a public environment. Yes, I am just passing along this information to you in the public interest convenience necessity. I'm going to put that up, though. Anyway, so if you got photos from the listener party, you got to send them to rick@rickemerson.com. This email says, Rick, I agree with that other guy about Mark Ronchetti. I've given up on morning visions of the lovely Sarah because the trade-off is just not worth it. Mark Ronchetti has reached wood-chipper-worthy levels of television annoyance. I lunge for my remote control to hit the mute button in order to spare my television for a shotgun blast. And then he signs it, still love Sarah. That's from Steve. Well, Mark Ronchetti is part of the new Northwest Wake Up Hello.
Good morning, Northwest.
Good morning,
I actually got crap from a couple people at work today saying, so you were too sick to come to COIN, but you weren't sick enough to stop working on the Rick Emerson Show.
That's right.
That's right, bitches. The show starts at noon.
No, I told them that, yeah, this show starts at noon. I'm like, there's a big difference between 4 a.m. if you're feeling really
seriously,
sick and noon.
And radio's a little more engaging than some canned teleprompter reading.
Oh, speaking of which, you know what I've got? Right here. Hold on. I've got the audio from that segment that Coin did on us.
Oh, okay.
You do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tim had taped. Remember? Getting ahead of myself. So about 2 weeks ago, because we're just Johnny on the spot in terms of timeliness. About 2 weeks ago, remember that Foxworth thing was happening? The whole, I wanted my chocolate body and blah, 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 grinding.
Take me in your arms and dance with me.
Blah, 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 greasy thrusts. Or whatever that guy was saying. So Coin called us and like,
we're wanting to know what the assembled masses are thinking about fuck. May we come film your studio as you talk about whatever?
And so we tried for like an hour to be a normal news program. And Coin came and filmed us.
And they edited to make it look so.
It actually looks like we know what the hell we're talking about, unless, of course, you're me or Sarah or Tim or anyone who's ever listened to the show.
Or the case, camera guy.
Yeah, or Dwayne the camera guy, whatever his name was, in case you, because then you can tell it's completely fake. But I finally, Tim brought me the VHS tape, and I finally, because I wanted to burn it to DVD, I've got the audio. And there's a little bit of crackling and bad audio in the beginning, but this is them. This is their fault, not our fault. Go ahead. There's a little crackling, but this is on their end.
Thanks.
All right, so this is...
that was Alexis Delson, wasn't it?
Well, her microphone wasn't working, so somebody handed her one and she said thank you.
Yeah, she's in the background, like her mic isn't on, she's all...
Thank you.
Thank you, John, that's a fascinating story. And it's like they're miking her from across the street. And then they cut to us with the appropriate image of the meters bouncing, which is like the one shot they always use. But in their defense, they got the name of the station right and the name of the show right. Yep. They didn't just call it like KCMD AM... which is pointless because no one ever knows where the hell that is. Mm-hmm. So this is actually not bad. Listen to how I'm not present at all. It's not even like it's the Rick Emerson show.
You are in the second one.
I don't think I say anything at all.
Thanks.
Hey,
thank you.
It's the Rick Emerson show. It's 503-733.
Broadcasting live and broadcasting parts of the steamy emails.
Okay, now listen to this. Did you ever think that you would hear this on the evening news?
In parts of the steamy emails.
Let's see. You could rub your hands all over my body.
The police chief, Derek Foxworth, is accused of sending a police desk clerk 6 years ago.
When I walk in, I will probably push you against the wall and kiss you passionately. I want you to be completely submissive and just follow my lead.
And several callers to the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 say they've had enough.
I'm dreading a star F and a star F inquisition into the personal foibles of our chief of police.
Completely fake.
With the porn music?
Totally fake. And here's the thing. I don't think they realize that's actual porn music. And you can hear a woman moaning in the background if you listen real carefully.
My God, they used Tim reading that? I cannot believe that.
They used Tim reading it, and there's porn music and like an actual... there's like an actual sound.
That's how he seriously talks?
In the background, there's a woman going... like it's all because it's from Todd Gorger's porn collection. That's where we got that music from. Can you play?
Oh, you gotta play it again.
Do you have the porn music? I'll play the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Let's play this porn music now. Craig, if you crank it up, as we used to say in the top 40 area, you can hear. Right there, you can like hear a woman moaning away. All right, so let's. I'll play this again. So listen, first it's Tim, then it's like a clearly fake call, and then it's Kristen.
Thanks.
Hey, it's
thank
the
you.
Show. It's 503-733.
Broadcasting live and broadcasting parts of the steamy emails.
Let's see. You could rub your hands all over my body.
The police chief, Derek Foxworth, is accused of sending a police desk clerk 6 years ago.
When I walk in, I will probably push you against the wall and kiss you passionately. I want you to be completely submissive and just follow my lead.
And several callers to the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 say they've had enough.
I'm dreading a star F and a star F inquisition into the personal foibles of our chief.
Like anyone in our audience would ever see foibles.
The media always blows these things out of proportion. That's just what they do.
But others say it's not the content of the emails that bothers them. It's the person accused of sending them.
He's the chief. He's the head honcho. You got to You can't be using your power over people like that. You just can't do it. It's not right. You're supposed to look up to this guy.
Foxworth wasn't chief at the time he's accused of sending these emails, but he was the woman's superior.
All right, so there you go.
Props to the camera guy. I cannot believe he made something out of
that. He totally made it sound like we were a real station with like actual knowledge of public events.
I just can't believe that they played Tim Reedy over the
porn
music.
Did you ever think that you would turn on the evening news where families get their information and there's Tim saying, I want to push you against a wall and ravish you. It's just completely, it's completely weird and unnerving. I mean, God bless him. Thanks.
That's one for my resume.
Did it have your face when I was reading, or did it have the text?
It was Tim. No, it was Tim.
Okay.
And it shows
Tim. It
doesn't
show you smiling and laughing while I'm reading.
I'm not even in it at all. It's like the Rick Emerson show hosted by Tim and Sarah.
You're in the other one because there were two.
Yeah, I didn't record the other one. Okay. But when you hear Tim saying, like, I want to hold your luscious body, or whatever.
Emails.
You could rub your hands off.
And they're showing Tim like his ultra close up in the side, so all you see is his sunglasses and his hair.
A police desk clerk 6 years ago.
And then they show you sort of smiling.
I will probably push you against the wall and kiss you passionately. I want you to be completely submissive and just follow my lead.
Actually, playing the audio from a porn film on the evening news.
Oh my God.
So there you go.
Part of the new spirit of the Northwest. Well, that would be key too.
By the way, speaking of news, a guy made us this. Listen to what this listener made. We were talking about this the other day. You know that guy, Chris, that made the guy who made this. Here's the new one by popular request. Listen to what he made for us.
Oh?
Yeah.
That was going to go with that Maury story.
The current affairs sound. Oh, yeah. So this is, I could do like a...
Yep.
Maury Povich named in $100 million sexual harassment lawsuit by producer. Oh, I'm going to use that over and over again.
Boy.
Fantastic. All right, so, well, we should break here. When we come back, we've got Peter Carlin, Tim Riley at the City Desk. What else?
I don't know.
No one knows. It's all a mystery. Don't go anywhere. It is the Rick Emerson Show. We are live from Portland. We'll be back after this. I don't think you want to know.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Has the phrase undressed me with her eyes and then licked her lips.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to know. It's one of those things best left unsolved. All right. Hey, it's 503-733-2970. Rick, Little Debbie. Little Debbie now makes a double stack oatmeal cream cookie sandwich for 50 cents. 750 calories in a cookie the diameter of a small coffee cup. That's from Matt. All right. Rick, we've fallen into this whole thing of talking about the foods that are just like unbelievably caloric. Rick, better than Dibs. Nah, there's nothing better than Dibs. Try Fred Meyer brand chocolate chip ice cream. Tastes exactly like Dibs, but you get four times the amount for the same price. That's America right there. Let's see. Well, all right. We'll try to get to whatever. Rick, while they don't have a selection of 7-Elevens, Canada does have a similar food that qualifies. It's been tabbed as the unofficial food of Canada. It's called something teen. Poutine? Poutine? It's a bed of beef tallow-fried French fries. Oh, beef tallow-fried French fries covered with cheese curds and smothered in fat-laden beef gravy. It's Tim Riley's best food ever. It's actually sold in Canada's version of McDonald's, KFC, and Dairy Queen's. At the Canadian Dairy Queen, you choose from tater tots or fries, chicken, turkey, or beef gravy. As an add-on, you can add chili or maple syrup. Okay. Good times.
Luckily, they have nationalized health insurance.
all right. I have a friend who would pile... We've somehow gone beyond creating a sandwich for Scotty J to eat on Friday, and I think it's just going to be a bowl of crap. Rick, I have a friend who would pile huge scoops of cookies and cream ice cream covered in chocolate and caramel syrup onto frozen Eggo waffles. He would then top them off with whipped cream and then dip the whole thing in syrup. Sarah, the look on Sarah's face is just priceless.
I just can't handle too much sweet, and that just sounds awful.
He later became a killing sniping machine in the Marines, also a giant fat ass. Okay, there you go. Well, let's move along. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Peter Carlin coming up here in just a few. Let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Reporting. Investigated by educational officials in Malaysia.
Okay. Huh? I'm pretty sure that no one heard like the first 30 seconds of whatever you're saying there.
X-rated punishment is being investigated by education officials in Malaysia. A 13-year-old male and female student were forced by a teacher to watch pornography because they didn't do their homework.
Is this in America?
No, Malaysia.
Oh.
The nation's education minister promises stern action. He said there's no room in the system.